Andy, given the fact you went behind, is a good point, or given your dominance at the end, should you have had all three?
Either way, Andy, yeah, you can look at it both ways, can't you? All I will say is first half it wasn't good enough. You know, that performance first half, I wouldn't want to pay money to watch that personally. Fans stick with you, you know, the fans that we've got are superb. And fair play to the players then. They've responded to going behind and dug in. And once we got the goal and got that shot of confidence, maybe we could have gone on and won it with the chances that we created, but it wasn't to be. But because of the first half performance, I don't think we deserve to win the game, in all honesty. But I'm pleased that we didn't get beat.
What did you say at the interval? Because, as you mentioned, it was pretty dire that first half.
Yeah, I wasn't happy, obviously. And there was no ranting and raving, shouting and bawling. It was, you know, it has to be constructive to try and help the players. Andy, that's my job. If they don't try, then that's when I lose my temper. There was no problem with effort and application and desire. That wasn't the problem. For me, it was other things that I won't go into, but I impressed on them, and for the last 30 minutes, we did better.
Let's talk about the substitutions, because sort of at the halfway point of the second half, what can you say the impact Nigel Atangana and Pat Hajimeng had?
Nigel gave us great legs, obviously, and he's done fantastically well for the goal to come in and cross the... to find Robbo, you know, second phase, or maybe third phase of a set piece. But yeah, Nigel did extremely well and give us that lift that we needed, the energy, Pat the same. I just thought maybe we should go with two more physical presence up front. So, you know, Michael worked his socks off today, but, you know, was starved of service, really, first half. But if it's not to be his type of game, then you have to try something different. So we did. Thankfully, it's stopped us losing, but it wasn't enough for us to win the game.
At the other end, some crucial saves at key time, yeah, from Paul Jones.
Yeah, definitely. Paul's made two or three very good saves to keep it at 1-0. And that's credit to him, you know. And there was some good blocks as well from the players. Very disappointing with our goal. You know, that for me starts with our kickoff, where we've gifted them a throw-in up their left-hand side, and two throw-ins later, we know it's coming. That's one of their ploys, and fair play to them. They do stick it in the box an awful lot from the long throws, and we didn't handle it, and we didn't handle the knockdown, and we're one back, we're one down.
Obviously, another draw in the league. What do you need to do to turn these draws into winners?
Take chances, Andy. I don't think we deserve to win today because of the first half performance. I really don't. If I was the Mansfield manager and you lose that, you'd think that they were hard done by, because they probably earned their point today. Fair play to them. But for me, when we add the spells, we've got to score more goals. That's obvious. I'm pleased we've scored today. I've always said if we can't win, we mustn't lose. And we've done that today. We look pretty solid. But when you're chasing the game like you are, there's going to be gaps, which is why probably Paul was called into action more than he could. But the players have got to play at a higher tempo and pass the ball a lot better and make better decisions than they did first half. It's as simple as that. If we play like we did for the last 30 minutes, we'll be fine. But I understand that maybe in games you're not going to have that dominance. You know, every team that plays against you is difficult. But we've got to make more of the opportunities that we get when we're clearly on top.
And while the draws away from home may seem good, I guess in the long run of things, you've got to look to win home games like this.
Yeah, more than we have. Obviously, the last two at home we've drawn. The last two away, we probably played better in the last two away from home and overall. And you still only get your point. You know, we would obviously rather be winning games. I don't want to become the draw specialist. That's the last thing I want to do. But all I will say is the character of the players after a dull first half was very good to respond and come back. And we have to take that now into Bury when we go up there next week.
Finally, any knocks or anything to report?
No, not that. No, obviously James Dunn's fifth booking. That's the disappointing one today. He'll miss Bury.